Seattle is gearing up for May Day events today with several groups planning demonstrations throughout the city. KNKX will be following the day's activities, and we have 88.5's Simone Alisea live in the studio now to talk about what we'll be keeping an eye on. Simone, before we get into the day's events, what makes May Day so significant?
Well, it's a big day in Seattle. Every single person who passes through the city will be touched by it in some form or another. That could be deciding to take a different route home or decisions about, you know, whether or not you want to participate. The other thing we're on the lookout for is public safety. We heard Monica Spain's piece earlier this morning detailing how that has changed through recent years. There are a lot of moving parts to May Day, from the different groups who are demonstrating to police. The other thing that I want to keep in mind is that the political climate feels a little bit different this year. You might have more people mobilizing, and there might be more tension in the air. So there's just a lot of moving parts and a lot of things that we want to keep an eye on.
Well, let's break down who's going to be there.
Well, some of it, the usual suspects. You know, there's going to be the 18th annual Labor and Immigration March. That's where I'm going to be starting my day today. I've also seen online that there's an event scheduled for the anarchist group Anonymous in Cal Anderson Park and Capitol Hill. But as I mentioned, that political climate, there are a couple of other groups that are planning some events later in the day that I've had my eye on and that Will James is likely going to look at later this afternoon. There's a counter protest at Westlake Park. Some folks who are self-proclaimed Trump supporters, supporters of President Donald Trump, they're hosting what's called a Patriot Prayer. There's also going to be an anti-capitalist march. That's not new, but this year they're branding themselves as explicitly anti-Trump. They're also gathering later in the day.
But it's not just about the marches, though, right?
No. You know, so, of course, there's a lot we don't know about what these groups are planning to do, where they're going to go, what they want to accomplish. But even at the Labor and Immigration March, which is the big permitted sanctioned march, organizers are talking about specific actions targeting employers in the city. That could be blast techs, people linking arms, and then, of course, there's their final celebration at Seattle Center later today.
All right, Simone, thanks so much.
Thanks, Kirsten.
88.5's Simone Alisea reporting live. KNKX will have complete coverage of the events in Seattle today and tonight here on 88.5 and at knkx.org. This is 88.5 News.